Well, you know, I gave my sort of 4 points, which are repetitive now, but basically, I mean, ban on assault weapons, ban on high-capacity magazines, and I know that that's only like a couple percent of all the gun deaths. But also, red flag laws, I think, are very important. Universal background checks. But the red flags laws are really important because a lot of the deaths are due to domestic disputes, and that, you know, basically is men usually killing women, and we certainly want to stop to that. You know, I think the Second Amendment still stands, and there's no question about that. Like I say, I am a gun owner, but I think if we take those steps first in whatever sequence they can get through Congress, that's what we should stand for. But I think also that that in general we have to keep moving forward because there's just too much gun violence, and it especially affects minority communities and women.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, the only other thing I'd like to add is that I think that the thing that separates me from both Congressman Bost and my opponent in the primary is experience in education, business, and labor. And my grassroots campaign, which has just been financed by friends and fellow supporters, Democrats from throughout the district. The other issue I feel strongly about is that we have to move towards a system of financing elections that largely involves the people supporting elections by matching funds to donations up to a certain level. I mean, the current situation with the billionaires just coming in and taking over parties is unacceptable. It's really endangered democracy, in my opinion. I mean, I don't think it's not even my opinion. It's a fact. And I think that, you know, some of the cities in this country, particularly I think Seattle and Portland, have moved to a system in local elections where they put total limits on campaign spending, and you raise so much money. I think one of those cities has like a 5 or 6 to 1 match. You raise up to that, and you can get the total match, and everybody can be on an equal footing without spending, as I do today, you know, half of your campaign time on the phone begging people for money. And that's the reality of the current situation. And you're either beholden in that case to special interest, political parties, leadership that controls everything and controls the money. And it's a really, in my opinion, an abomination of the democratic process that the Founding Fathers never foresaw exactly. We have to move to a system where campaign finance is limited and it is largely supported by the public taxation of the people in general. And I mean, that's a nominal cost to the whole society to have a fair system that is not controlled by big money and narrow special interests.